大家不要惊讶，今天突然换了我。
Please don't be surprised that all of a sudden I'm being replaced here.
不过一切都是主的恩典。
But all is Lord's grace.
因为在这个星期的一开始。
Because at beginning of this week.
我接到原本今天要来交通的弟兄的电话。
I have received the call of the brother who was supposed to share today.
那我们弟兄突然腰闪到了。
Our brother has just hurt his back.
所以他希望跟我交通一下，说我有没有可能做他 backup， 就是做他的代替。
So he was hoping to share with me if I'm able to be his backup.
对我来讲，其实是有一点难处。
To me, it was actually a little difficult.
因为不到一个礼拜准备的时间。
Because I had less than a week of preparing time.
但是我感觉好像我们的主是有恩典的主。
But I do feel our Lord is the Lord who's with grace.
而且我们都是在神家中的弟兄姐妹。
And also we are the brothers and sisters in the family of God.
如果主有这样带领的话
，So if the Lord is leading this way，
所以我感觉我应该顺服。
Therefore, I do feel I shall obey。
虽然我知道因为时间对我来讲准备上面是非常的短。
Although I know that I have such a short time to prepare，
所以可能交通的内容以及交通的各方面，可能对弟兄姐妹会有一些亏欠。
Therefore, maybe I do fall short of what I share.
但我觉得借着这几天的寻求跟等候。
But I think that after the seeking and waiting during those past days.
主好像要叫我们不单单让我，也叫我们每一位都能够在家中学习怎样互相因着主的爱，我们能够彼此接纳，能够彼此学习来顺服。
But I do feel that the Lord not only let me, but also everyone else that in God's family, we learn how to accept and also obey unto one another.
所以，也许今天我们在内容上面的确可能不怎么样。
Therefore, maybe it's so true that the content of today's sharing might not be too much.
但是。我们在这里仰望主给我们更多的恩典。
But here we seek upon the Lord to give us even more grace.
反映着人的欠缺。
And because of the fall short of the man.
但是我们可以更多的领受主从天上来的恩典。
But we can receive more of the grace from the Lord in heaven.
那我今天看到朱弟兄来的时候，他好像都好了。
And actually, when I saw Brother Chu today, when he's here, I think that he's actually totally recovered.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
Therefore, we do thank and praise the Lord.
我们还是有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们知道我们每一位都是在你的手中。
Lord, we know that each one of us is in your hand.
主，你实在是宝贵我们。
Truly, you are so precious of us.
有时候我们也许自己都不知道有这么宝贵。
Sometimes we do not even know that we are such a treasure.
但是主啊，实在我们谢谢主，因为我们是你重价宝血所买赎回来的人。
But Lord, we truly give thanks to you because we have been bought back by such a heavy price.
你用你一切的生命，主啊，换回我们。
You have redeemed us with all of your life.
主，你实在是宝贝我们。
Truly, you are so precious of us.
但愿你开我们的眼睛。
Pray that you open our eyes.
好叫你所宝贝的，我们也宝贝。
So that we can take precious of what you are precious of.
主啊，我们来这里，主，我们实在是不是听什么高言大志。
Here we are not just to hear high words.
主啊，但是我们实在是愿意在这里，主啊，享受你在我们当中，主啊，所得着一切的敬拜，一切的赞美。
But we would like to enjoy all the worship and praise that you have received among us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise unto you.
我们还是无依无靠的来到你面前。
And without any other dependence, we come before you.
我们求主你自己向我们说话。
Pray that you speak to us yourself.
主啊，让我们能够领受。
So we can receive.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We thank and praise unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们先来读一点圣经。
Let's start with reading some place of scriptures.
希伯来书十一章。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
今天会读的一些经节，其实大家都非常非常熟悉。
The scriptures we will read today are very familiar with everyone.
希伯来书十一章三十九节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 39.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
我想大概有读过希伯来书的，那知道在希伯来书第十一章是讲到信心。
For those of us who have read Book of Hebrews, you would know that in chapter 11 talks about faith.
那不单单告诉我们什么是信心，并且十一章用了相当多的圣徒。让我们看见这些信心的伟人。
Not only tells us what faith is about, but it has used a lot of saints to show us those who have great faith.
他从亚伯开始。
Start from Abel.
一直到三十八节，到一些不知道名字的圣徒。
Until verse 38, all those saints we do not know their names.
这些。有信心的伟人里面
，those great saints with faith，
我们知道有些是神很重用的。
We know that some of them were being greatly used by God。
但是也有一些甚至我们好像都不太知道的。
But also some of them we did not even know about。
甚至还有一些，其实我们在读，主要是旧约里面，还有一些蛮软弱的。
And some of them even they seem to be weak in the Old Testament.
那无论如何，我们知道神给他们下了一个注脚。
But regardless, God has made a note about them.
他们都是我们信心的榜样。
They are our examples of our faith.
但是在我刚才读的三十九节跟四十节里面。
But in verse 39 and 40.
我以往啊，在念这一章的时候，就是像刚才交通的，看到信心的伟人。
In the past, when I read this chapter, just like I shared, I did see all those saints with great faith.
这些信心的榜样。
All those examples of faith.
所以三十九节这边讲到说，这些人都是因信的得了美好的证据。
Therefore, verse 39 says, all these having obtained a good report through faith.
好像。在我们看见这些都是神所用的见证人一样。
And as they are all the witnesses used by God.
但我必须承认，我以前从来没有看见在四十节里面。
But I have to confess that I had never seen in verse 40.
因为这里四十节说，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Here verse 40 says, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
39节那里说，他们得了因信得了美好的证据。
Verse 39 says, they have obtained a good report through faith.
但是40节这边讲说，神给我们预备了更美的事。
But verse 40 says, God having provided some better thing.
比他们好像又更进一步。
It's even more advanced than those saints.
但是再接下去我就读不懂了。
But then I do not understand the following.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
so that they without us should not be made perfect.
我们知道这些人都是有信心的圣徒。
We know those saints have faith.
我们从他们身上的故事，我们学到很多。
And we will learn much from their stories.
他们也因着信。
And by,
神也接纳他们。
By faith, God has accepted them.
但是这边讲到说，他们若不与我们同德，就不完全。
But here says that they without us should not be made perfect.
我第一次看见说，他们的信心跟我们有什么关系？
It's the first time I see that what is the relationship between their faith with ours?
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你读的时候，你觉得这些人只是历史上的一些故事的人物？还是说你觉得他们跟你有关系？
I don't know if you feel that those are just historical people back then or you feel that they have to do with you.
当我在默想的时候，
When I meditate,
我突然看见一个图画。
I suddenly see a picture.
虽然这些人很多甚至几千年前的事情，
although many of them happened back in several thousand years ago,
但是我们知道我们的神是 eternal God， 是 永生的神。
But we know our God is an eternal God.
在他那边没有时间的限制。
And with him there is no limit with time.
在神的眼中里面，
In God's eyes，
从最初期的圣徒，
From the earliest saints,
一直到最末了的圣徒
till the saints at the end of days,
在神的眼中都是一起的。
In God's eyes, they are all together.
那这边讲到一个，为什么若不与我们同德就不能完全？
And here says that why is that without us should not be made perfect?
同德什么？
To receive what?
其实神在他心里面有很宝贝的意思在里面。
Actually, God has something really precious in His will.
他们在等我们。
They are waiting for us.
这关乎到神再来的一个很重要的关键。
It's a very important key point regarding of Lord's coming back again.
他们都打完了那美好的仗。
They have all fought a good fight.
但是他们还没有完全。
But they have not yet been made perfect.
因着我们还没到达，所以他们还没有完全。
Because we have not yet arrived, therefore they have not yet been made perfect.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想到？
Brothers, sisters, have you ever thought about it?
这些已经过去的圣徒。
All those saints in the past.
他在等你，等我。
They are waiting for you and me.
我们看他们的故事实在是美好。
We truly see their stories are beautiful.
实在是激励。
Truly encouraging.
他们应该可以歇下地上一切的劳苦。
They could have already put down all the labors on earth.
我参加过很多的葬礼。
I have been through many funerals.
几乎每一个在交通在葬礼过程里面都会讲到说，这位弟兄或这位姐妹他已经卸下了地上的劳苦，他到主那边好像一切都好了，都完美了。
Most of the time during the memorial service they would mention that this brother or the sister have already laid down their labor on earth and as if that asThey are with the Lord now, so everything's perfect.
但是这里很惊讶的，让我看见，连这些信心的伟人，他们到现在好像还没有可以完全能够休息一样。
But to my surprise, that what I see here as those great saints of faith, that they still until now they cannot totally fully rest.
这边讲说。若不与我们同德，他就不能完全。
Here says that if they do not without us, they should not be made perfect.
所以这里很重要，他们在等你，等我。
Therefore, here is important that they are waiting for you and me.
只有等到有一天，
Until one day.
我们与他们一起。
So that we are together with them.
这时候才是完全。
Then at that time it should be made perfect.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？亚伯拉罕在等你耶。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know that Abraham is waiting for you?
我们想说亚伯拉罕真的是已经太好了。
We think that Abraham is already so good.
信心之父。
He's the father of faith.
我们的榜样。
Our example.
但是我们的这位弟兄，他说没有，还不够。
But our brothers say that, no, it's not yet enough.
他在等你，等我。
He's still waiting for you and me.
保罗也是这样。
So is Paul.
我不知道，当我读到这里的时候，我觉得好感动。
I feel so touched when I read here.
我怎么能够跟他们这些人比
？How am I to compare with them?
但是他们却不能缺了我们。
But they cannot lack any one of us.
因为神要在基督耶稣里面叫万有同归于一。
Because God shall make all things in one in Christ Jesus.
讲到这个好像是一个很高言很不实际的东西一样。
It seems something so high and unrealistic.
但是其实这是最实际的。
But actually it's most practical.
因为只有到那个地步的时候，神的心意才能够完全的满足。
Because it's only when up until that point that God's will shall be completely fulfilled.
我们在地上我们所关心的不过是我们的工作，我们的学业。
When we are on earth, what we care about is our work or our school, our studying.
但是我们有没有想到，神他所关心的是什么
？But have we thought about what God really cares about?
当然，我相信每一位弟兄姐妹都可以在神面前为神做见证。神实在是照顾到我们的生活、我们的家庭、我们的学业。
I'm sure each brother or sister is able to testify for the Lord that God truly cares about our life, our school, and also our family.
但是如果我们用最简单的一点点的信心来想
But just to think about it with a little bit of faith.
神是创造宇宙万物的神。
God is the one who created heaven and earth.
他如果只是要照顾我们的生活、家庭、学业以及其他我们生活上所面对的一切。
If he's only to take care of our life, family, and school, and all things we encounter,
其实他不用这么麻烦，他还要道成的肉身来到地上。
He really did not need to go through all those troubles, such as word become flesh to come on earth.
更重要的，他要受尽地上一切人的羞辱，受尽你我的羞辱，然后他还为我们钉死在十字架上。
And even more important, he has to bear all the despise, even including you and me, and he also was being crucified on the cross.
一位造天地万物的神，他难道不能很简单的解决我们地上所面临的这些问题吗？
Because for the God who created all things in heaven and earth, isn't that so easy for him to resolve all of our problems on earth?
因为他有更美的心意在。
Because he has even better will.
我们若不能认识，我们若不能看见，我们所能够的，就仅仅于求神照顾我们的吃，照顾我们的穿。所以在圣经里面有讲到说，我们吃什么，我们穿什么。
If we only ask the Lord, ask God to take care about what we eat and what we wear, it's just that in the Bible it does mention.
但是当主来到地上，他已经告诉我们了，我们不要忧虑我们吃什么，我们穿什么。
But as the Lord come upon earth, he has already told us that we should not be worried about what we eat and what we wear.
所以我想问问弟兄姐妹，今天你现在你所忧虑的或是你所关注的是什么
？So I would like to ask brothers and sisters today, what are you concerned about?
吃什么？穿什么吗
？Is it that what we eat and what we wear?
主耶稣已经在圣经里面明明的讲了说，我们不要为吃什么穿什么忧虑。
Lord Jesus has already very obviously told us in the Bible that we shall not be worried about what we eat and what we wear.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以主说，我们要先求他的国和他的义。
Therefore, our Lord said that we shall first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
这一切都要加给我们。
Then all these things should be added unto us.
所以我们不需要忧虑吃什么穿什么。
Therefore, we shall not be worried about what we eat and what we wear.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他知道我们是这么软弱的人。
He knows how weak we are.
所以他知道我们每天忧虑的就是吃什么穿什么。
Therefore, he knows our daily concerns are what we eat and what we wear.
所以他应许我们，叫我们不要为这些忧虑。
So he has promised us that we shall not be worried about this.
他叫我们要先求他的国和他的义。
And he asked us to first seek his kingdom and righteousness.
所以讲到这，我们在这个地上，我们怎么样生活，就非常重要。
Therefore, it's very important that how do we live on this earth.
特别刚才我们弟兄带领我们那个诗歌。
Especially the hymn our brother has led us.
主在地上他的宝贝。
There's a God in, on earth has his treasure.
就是我们这些人。
That's those of us.
我们这些被他宝血重价买赎回来的。
Us who are being brought back by his precious blood.
他盼望我们在这个地上不单单蒙他的救恩拯救，不至灭亡，反得永生。
He hopes that not only that we are on this earth, we are being saved by his salvation, so we shall not perish and have eternal life.
他在等候一个新娘。
He's waiting for a bride.
一个能够跟他相配、跟他一样的。
Waiting for someone who can be comparable and also exactly the same as him.
所以彼得他说，主迟来并不是单言。
So Peter said that as Lord delays, it's really not that he delayed.
他乃是在等我们。
He's waiting for us.
他要愿万人得救，不愿见一人沉沦。
He would like all be saved, not one perish.
但还不仅如此。
But not only that.
不是仅仅得救。
Not just barely be saved.
如果仅仅得救，保罗不需要写这么多的书信来告诉我们神的旨意。
If just barely be saved, then Paul did not need to write so many letters to tell us God's will.
神要我们能够预备好。
God would like us to be ready.
所以就是当我们弟兄在这个星期打电话给我的时候，其实主不仅叫我愿意顺服。
So when our brother called me during this week, Lord not only tell me to obey.
我觉得神借着这个事情也提醒我，我预备好了没。
But I think through this, Lord also asked me whether am I ready?
不是预备好，可不可以讲到？
Not just to be ready to share.
是不是能够预备主如果要用的时候可以被他所用？
But whether I'm ready to be used by the Lord if he would like to use me.
是否预备好当主要叫我们动的时候我们可以动？
Whether I'm ready that when the Lord wants us to do something we can do it.
那我必须承认啊，其实突然这样接到这样子的一个通知，我必须承认实在是没有办法好像随时预备好被主所用。
And I have to confess that when I just receive such notice, truly I'm not always ready to be used by the Lord.
主来的脚步实在是近了。
Our Lord is coming back so soon.
我们是否能够预备好？
Can we all be ready?
叫那些已经过去的在我们前面的圣徒们。
So all the saints before us.
他们也不会因着我们让主来的脚步延迟。
And also, they will also not delay Lord's steps to coming back because of us.
他们还在那里等候我们。
They are still waiting for us.
所以当我们在这个地上的时候，我们的在主里面的生活非常非常的重要。
Therefore, it's very, very important for our life on daily earth in the Lord.
神就是借着我们能够在聚会里面，我们在教会的肢体的生活里面，叫我们能够准备预备好。
God would like us to be ready through our life in church together with brothers and sisters.
在其实神用着这个教会啊或聚会啊，在很早的时候就已经使用了。
It has been ever since very early days that God has already used church and gathering.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，
when the Israelites were in wilderness,
神的心意就摆在里面。
God already put His will there.
我们以为教会是从五旬节之后圣灵降临以后教会诞生。
We thought that church was born after Pentecost.
没错，那个是好像很明显的一件让我们看见。
True, that was something very obvious for us to see.
但事实上以色列人在旷野的时候就已经有了。
But actually it was there ever since Israelites were in wilderness.
我们来看使徒行传第七章。
Let's read chapter 7 of Book of Acts.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
我们知道在第七章里面，斯提凡他在公众里面他讲了很多的话。
In chapter 7, Stephen spoke much in public.
他为主做见证。
He testified for the Lord.
他最后为主殉道。
At the end, he was martyred for the Lord.
他讲述神怎么样带领以色列，从摩西一直到最后，到主耶稣。
He mentioned about how Moses all the way, he led the Israelites all the way, and until he mentioned about Lord Jesus.
在三十八节里面提到。
It mentioned in verse 38.
这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us.
在旷野会中。
That is in the church in the wilderness.
在英文里面我们可以看得很清楚。
It's very clear in English.
那边讲到旷野的会中，会中它是用教会。
It talks about the assembly in the wilderness, which it uses the word church.
神的心意不是在等主耶稣升天以后圣灵降临，教会才诞生。
For God's will, that church was not born until after Lord Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit descended.
神乃是要把他的百姓聚集在一起。
God would like to gather his people together.
干什么事呢？
To do what?
借着在肢体里面的生活，让他的百姓能够成熟，能够明白神的心意。
Through all the lives among the members that his will, his people can understand his will and can be matured.
所以聚会重不重要？
So are gatherings important?
非常的重要。
Very important.
但聚会呢，不是今天大家就坐在这边。
But to meet together does not mean just everyone just sit here.
我们知道教会是耶稣基督的身体。
We know that church is the body of Christ.
教会不是光光一个建筑物在这边而已。
Church is not just a building here.
在旷野的时候有这样建筑吗？
Was there such this kind of building back in wilderness?
没有。
No.
即便在五旬节之后，圣灵降临，开始。更多的人蒙恩得救，他们在一起的聚集也不是在这样的建筑物里面。
Even after Pentecost, after Holy Spirit descend and many people got saved, when they gathered together, they did not gather in such this kind of building.
反倒都是在弟兄姐妹的家中。
But they gather in the homes of brothers and sisters.
所以当在家中聚会的话，就没有像我们刚才弟兄花了很长的时间所讲的。
Therefore, since they gather at home, therefore they did not need what like our brother just mentioned in the beginning.
他求爷爷告奶奶的，请后面的坐到前面来。
He spent such a long time to ask those brothers and sisters at the back to move up to the front.
你在家中，你会不会，你老是坐在大门口旁边？
If you are at home, will you always just sit next to your front door?
你叫孩子来吃饭，他就是要蹲在门口吃饭。
And you ask your kid to come to eat, but he would like to eat next to the front door.
所以我们要打破，好像教会就是要这样子规规矩矩的坐在这样子。
So we have to break this kind of feeling that in gathering we have to sit like this way.
但我意思不是说我们都可以不规矩。
But I'm not saying that we can be without order.
但我的意思是说，我们里面，我们内心，我们要看见教会是基督耶稣的身体。
But I'm saying that in our hearts, we shall really see that church is the body of Christ.
是永生神的家。
Is the house of the eternal God.
那个家的观念很重要。
So it's very important to have the idea about this family house.
所以你在家里怎么样？你在这边应该也是差不多怎么样？
So how you are back home, then you should be also like that here.
你在家中。如果你老是感觉你是客人
，When you are home, if you always feel you are a guest，
我不知道那个这个是不是很悲伤的一件事情。
I don't know if that's something really sad。
客客气气的。
You're always so keeping a distance and nice to one another。
在家中，你看见有什么好像？桌子歪了，你马上就把它扶正了，对不对
？When you are home, when you see the table is not lying up straight, wouldn't you just try to make it straight immediately?
你去人家家里做客，即便看到桌子歪，你可能也觉得不好，主动来做一些调整，对不对
？So when you are being guest in some other people's house, even if you see the tables are not being lying up straight, you probably would not want to do something about it.
但是为什么我们在神的家中，我们好像多多少少都感觉我们是客人一样
？But why is it that when we are in the house of God, there are sometimes we still feel we are like guests?
但愿我们能够看见神把我们聚集在一起，他的心意。
Hope that we can see God's will as He gathers us together.
当然，在家中我们知道会有很多。我们所产生的矛盾。
Of course, we also know that there are conflicts in the house.
这些矛盾里面会叫我们感觉有一些受苦。
And all those conflicts make us feel some kind of suffering.
客人来你家，自然不会有什么矛盾。
When guests come to your home, they should not have any conflicts.
他看到你家有一些问题，他也绝对不会说。
Even if they see some problems at your family, then they will still not say anything.
对不对？他的刚才讲的那个桌子歪了，他也不会觉得来告诉你这个桌子歪，或他自己动手去把它调整。
Just like I mentioned, even if they saw the table was not lining up straight, they would still not do anything themselves.
所以好来好去。
Therefore, they would be nice to one another.
但在家中里面的人呢
？But how about those in the same house?
在我们家，孩子小时候就可以看见小孩在打架。
So back then in my home, that when kids were young, I saw them fighting with one another.
但邀请来的人会跟你打架吗
？But for those who you invite to come to your home, will they fight with you?
我们不喜欢争闹打架。
We do not like those fightings or arguments.
但在家中，这个事情就会碰到。
But it happens in a home.
主允许。
The Lord allows.
为什么
？Why is that?
就是叫我们学习怎样能够成长。
So it's for us to learn how to grow.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》一开始，
Let's,
第二章。
Look at beginning of chapter. Let's look at beginning of Acts chapter 2.
我们知道，当教会神把得救的人数加添给教会的时候，
We know that when God let increase those people who are saved to the church.
41节。
Verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了浸。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
Then they that God gladly received his words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第一次的布道。
For the first ministry.
传福音。
Preaching the gospel.
3000人信主。
3,000 people believed.
他们受浸。
And they got baptized.
他们就。在就成了神家中的人。
They become the family of God.
不是神家中的客人。
They are not a guest in the family of God.
是神家中的人。
But the people, the family of God.
成为弟兄姐妹。
They become brothers and sisters.
42节。
Verse 42.
结果呢，他们就都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
这边开始产生了在教会生活里面的一些种种的情况。
So here, they are all the manifestation of the church lives.
第一，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
First, they steadfastly.In keeping the apostles' doctrine.
使徒的教训就是主耶稣基督的教训。
The apostles' doctrine is the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
神用着这些使徒们，能够让主的心意，能够让弟兄姐妹能够明白。
So God has used those apostles to let brothers and sisters to understand His will.
所以我们看见这里马上一个顺服在。
So here immediately we see the obedience.
我们对主的话有没有顺服？
Are we obedient to God's words?
第二，彼此交接。
Second, fellowship.
就是能够有交通。
So there's the fellowship.
那交通绝对不是单方面的。
There is just, it's not one way for one to have fellowship.
所以早期的教会没有讲到。
Therefore, in earlier church days, there was no ministry, no sharing time.
不需要讲到。
There was no need for message.
所以，要是我们像那时候一样，今天朱弟兄不太方便的时候，他不会找我了。
So if we were just like back then, when Brother Chu got hurt, he would not just come up to me.
因为弟兄姐妹彼此可以交通。
Because brothers and sisters can have fellowship with one another.
不是特别谁才能够讲。
Not just a certain person can speak.
那交通什么呢？
And fellowship on what?
就交通他们在遵守使徒的教训，他们所领受的彼此交通，让彼此能够看见。
So that fellowship with one another about apostles doctrine what they have received, and so each other is able to see.
然后呢，擘饼。
And then breaking of bread.
因为他们纪念主。
Because they remember the Lord.
因为主对他们说他还要再回来。
As the Lord told them that he would come back again.
他们纪念主，不仅仅满心感谢主救了他们。
As they remember the Lord, not only that they are full of thanksgiving, the Lord has saved them.
但是他们更是在每一次纪念主的时候，他们呼求，他们等候主的再来。
But as each time they remember the Lord, they ask the Lord to come back again.
这应该是我们在地上寻求最重要的一件事情。
That shall be the most important thing as we seek on earth.
主的再回来
Lord's return
然后祈祷
and also prayers
大家在一起祈祷祷告
everyone prays together
这就是家中的生活
so that's about the life in a family
因为他们有这样子的一个光景
because they have such condition
恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
所以他们的生活就产生变化。
So their life has been changed.
他们不是单一的基督徒。
They were not just individual Christian.
讲到基督徒，我必须要稍微岔出一点。
As I mentioned about the Christian, then I have to say something else.
其实基督徒不是我们自己彼此称呼的。
Actually, it's not that we call each other Christians.
那是不信主的人称这些人或称我们是基督徒。
It's those non-believers call those people or us Christians.
因为他们看见这一批人呢，在这个地上，他们想不出他们要怎么样来总结、来称呼这些人。
Because the non-believers did not know how to call those believers on earth.
但这些人就是守着耶稣基督的道。
But those are the people who have kept the way of Jesus Christ.
就是走主的道路。
They have walked the way of Lord Jesus.
所以他们称这些人，称我们是基督徒。
Therefore, they call those people and call us Christians.
其实，在主的心目中里面。他看我们不是基督徒。
But actually, in Lord's heart, He does not see us as Christians.
有些人也许会跳起来，怎么这样说呢
？Someone might jump up and say that, "How dare you say this?"
但我可以清楚地告诉弟兄姐妹，将来在天上，没有一个是基督徒的。
But I can clearly tell brothers and sisters that when we are all in heaven, none of us are Christians.
没有一个回教徒。
There are no Muslims.
没有一个佛教徒。
Nor Buddhism,
没有一个天主教徒
，nor Catholic,
也没有一个基督徒
，and nor Christians.
在神的眼中都是圣徒。
In God's eyes, all are saints.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这些人，他们在一起，因着这样，他们的生活变了。
Because they are together, so therefore their life have been changed.
他们都住在一处。
And they all live together in the same place.
这里我很难去想象，至少3000人怎么住在一处。
Here, it's hard for me to imagine that how can 3,000 people live together.
但我至少可以知道，他们生活非常的亲近。
But I would, at least I could understand that they were really intimate with one another.
这表示说他们生活都有相连。
So it shows that they were connected with one another in their lives.
他们也许不一定是住在一个屋子里面。
Maybe that they, it was not necessary they live in the same building.
但他们的生活都连在一起。
But their lives, their daily lives were all connected.
房屋共用。
They share everything in common.
且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men.
表示他们没有个人。
It shows that they were not individuals.
我不知道在我们当中有没有非常非常忠心的共产党党员啊。
I don't know if there are anyone among us who are truly faithful communists.
我不知道这一句话、啊、是不是比马克思的他的那个主义还要高啊。
I don't know if this word is actually higher than Marxism.
不过我感觉其实他是抄这句话的。
But I do feel Marxism actually copied this word.
因为他的父母是。我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because his parents were our brother and sister.
只是他用错了。
But he had walked the wrong way.
这是从生命出来的。
This is from life.
这不是要求别人的。
That's not to require others to do it.
当他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
When they continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and breaking of bread and prayers,
他们的生活就在刚才里面产生了这样的变化。
And so their lives has this kind of change.
所以表示这不是一个理想。
So it shows that it's not ideal.
他们是真真实实的从生命里面发出来这样实行的。
But truly, it's from their life that they were able to do this.
而且他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved.
神要借着这样子一个生活里面，把我们这个个人拿去。
God would like to use this kind of living to take out of our individualism.
我们就是因为太以自我为中心。
Because we are so self-centered.
所以我的学业、我的工作、我的生活，全部都在我身上。
Therefore, my school, my work, and my life is all focused upon myself.
今天如果我们得救，但是我们却还是过着自己的生活，我们自己祷告，我们自己读经。
Today, if after we are saved, but we still live in our own daily lives that we pray or read Bible by ourselves.
请弟兄姐妹不要误会，我不是说我们自己跟神的祷告，我们自己读经跟神的交通不重要。
Please do not misunderstand that. I'm not saying that it's not important for our own fellowship and reading the Bible or pray with the Lord.
这是非常非常重要。
That is very, very important.
但是神不要我们单单就是这样子。
But God would not like us just to be like this.
否则我们最多仅仅能够成为盖恩夫人而已。
Otherwise, then at most, then we can only become Madame Guillaume.
她是我们很属灵的姐妹。
She's our very spiritual sister.
她所交通出来的也帮助我们很多。
And her sharing also has helped us a lot.
但神要我们在神的家中要一起。
But God would like us to be together in the family of God.
这就是为什么我一开头所读的希伯来书里面讲到这些信心的伟人，他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
That's why at very beginning, as I read, that for all the great saints with great faith, that they without us should not be made perfect.
连他们都不能单独。
Even for them, they could not be just by their own.
甚至这些信心的伟人在一起，也不能完全。
Even those saints with great faith, if they were together, they still shall not be made perfect.
神要我们跟他们，凡是蒙恩得救的神的儿女们，要在一起。
God would like us and them, for all of us who are saved by grace shall be together.
最后才能达到完全。
Then at the end shall be made perfect.
所以我不知道大家对于神为什么把我们聚在一起，他的心意能不能够稍微多一点体会。
So therefore I don't know if you can feel, you can understand a little bit more about why God gather us together.
他叫我们在彼此里面，我们才能够学习到真正的功课。
As he puts us with one another, so we can really learn the true lessons.
因为神把你旁边的弟兄或姐妹就是摆在你旁边，都有他的目的的。
For God has his purpose for putting the brothers and sisters next to you.
他就是我们的镜子。
They are our mirrors.
神叫我们能够在一起，叫神让我们看见原来我们自己是这么的软弱。
So God put us together, therefore we can see that we are so weak ourselves.
我常常埋怨怎么有这么多麻烦的弟兄姐妹在我旁边。
I often complain, how come there are so many troublesome brothers and sisters next to me?
有的人做事做得慢得要命。
Some people do things so slow.
讲话讲得慢得要命。
And they speak too slow.
我是很急的人。
I'm someone always in a rush.
但事实上，那个让你觉得很受苦的弟兄或姐妹。
But in reality, those brothers and sisters that make you feel you're suffering.
就是你的镜子。
That they are your mirrors.
你不需要抱怨他。
You do not need to complain about them.
因为抱怨他就是在抱怨神。
Because if you complain them, you are actually complaining against God.
我们每一个人都是神所精心所制作出来的。
Each one of us are truly dedicatedly designed by God.
神精心制作了一个弟兄或姐妹摆在你旁边。
God has delicately designed a brother or sister next to you.
在旧约里面最好的例子，我们就看见雅各跟他的舅舅拉班。
So the best example in Old Testament is Jacob and his uncle Laban.
雅各抱怨的要命。
Jacob keep complaining.
二十年。
For 20 years.
他受苦了二十年。
He suffered for 20 years.
他说白夜那个日头晒得他受不了。
He said that the sun has scorching heat on him.
晚上呢，冻得他受不了。
And at night it was freezing.
然后这个舅舅呢，亲戚，是他母亲的哥哥。
And this uncle, who is the brother of his mother,
让他来替他养羊来做工。
Let him to shepherd his sheep to work for him.
就还欺负他。
And were not nice to him.
甚至把他女儿嫁给雅各的时候还骗他。
And even deceive him when marry his daughter to Jacob.
他很受苦。
He felt much suffer.
但是我们知道，雅各所做的事绝对超过拉班所做的。
But we know what Jacob did actually exceeds what Laban did.
这是一个镜子。
That's a mirror.
雅各直到二十年。
Jacob until after 20 years.
他才学会。
Then he learned it.
他才成熟。
Then he became mature.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他要是没有这二十年。
If he did not go through that 20 years.
他不会成熟。
He would not become mature.
所以弟兄姐妹，你预备好。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, be prepared.
让你感觉受苦的，我这里讲说让你感觉受苦的，其实并不是他让你受苦。
Those who make you feel that you are suffering, it's really not that they, it's not really that way.
神要把他摆在你旁边二十年。
God will put the brother or sister next to you for 20 years.
神的目的在哪里？
So what's the purpose of God?
神要叫我们成熟。
God would like us to be mature.
神要叫我们真知道他的心意不是让我们仅仅得救而已。
God would truly like us to know that his will is not just have us be barely saved.
所以我在这里也盼望对着特别是也许信主不是很久的弟兄姐妹或者是年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So here for those brothers and sisters who have not yet believed the Lord for a long time or those young brothers and sisters.
得救了。
You are being saved.
我们欢喜快乐。
We do rejoice.
有喜乐，有平安。
And we have joy and peace.
我们可以每天唱诗歌。
Daily we can sing hymns.
我们很高兴。
We are with such joy.
但是不要轻忽了，神究竟为什么要把我们聚在一起。
But do not neglect why that God make us to gather together.
我们来聚会不是好像 window shopping 一样。
As we come to meetings, it's not like that we are doing window shopping.
这里看起来蛮好看的，建筑物也不错，里面的人都蛮体面的，哎，那我就来。
It looks good here and the building looks nice and the people here seem pretty good, therefore I come here.
这里有一个人讲了话刺了我，算了。我到别的地方。
And someone here spoke something which pierced against me, therefore I just go somewhere else.
你反倒要宝贵，你感觉 你好像在这边有一点点受伤。
You shall actually take precious of that when you feel you are being hurt a little bit here.
因为让你受伤的人是把你当家人。
Because do you understand that those who hurt you actually see you as their family?
我们要看见神他宝贵的。
We shall see what God is precious of.
我们不要仅仅想到每次聚会来，所以我就是坐下来要听一些我也听不太懂的，听一些让我想睡觉的。
We should not think that every time as we gather, we just sit there and listen to something that maybe we don't understand or makes me fall asleep.
听不懂的不重要。
It's not that important if you don't understand.
你来这边能睡觉也不重要。
And if you fall asleep here, it's not that important.
你真的这么累，好好睡一觉，感谢赞美主，他让你这边能够安息。
If you are truly so tired, then we do thank the Lord. At least you find rest here.
但是你来的心态不是说我要来听。
But your attitude when you come is not just that you should come here to listen.
否则你会老是抱怨一件事情，保证的。
But otherwise, I'm sure that you will always complain about one thing.
我来这里得不到供应。
I do not receive anything here.
我听到太多年轻的弟兄姐妹这样子抱怨。
I have heard a lot of young brothers and sisters complain like this.
我们这边没有讲英文的牧师。
And we don't have any English-speaking pastors here.
这是错误的思想。
That is a wrong thought.
弟兄姐妹彼此交接波饼祈祷。
For brothers and sisters, they fellowship, breaking the bread and in prayers.
他们没有领导。
They do not have any leaders.
领导就是主耶稣，教会的头。
Their leaders are Lord Jesus, the head of church.
所以我盼望能够鼓励弟兄姐妹，你不要以为你或者是你刚刚信主，或者是你还年轻。
So I do hope to encourage brothers and sisters that do not think that you just believe the Lord or you are still young.
你要跟弟兄姐妹交通。
You shall fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你知道你可以把主在你那里面，即便你觉得只有一点点的，你可以帮助弟兄姐妹。
Even if you feel that you only have a little bit receiving from the Lord, but actually you are able to help brothers and sisters.
你不知道你多重要吗？
Don't you know how important you are?
不是你没有得着供应。
Not that you have not received much.
如果你是真的爱主，
If you truly love the Lord,
你必定能够供应。
You shall become the provision.
交接。
And also fellowship.
每次读到这边的时候，我们知道前面彼得传了福音，让三千人信主。
We know that here that Peter shared gospel and 3,000 believed.
接下来圣经就没有讲说他在交接里面他讲什么话了。
And then later it never mentioned about what exactly they fellowship about.
不需要彼得再讲话了。
There is no need for Peter to say words again.
每个重生得救的蒙神拯救的儿女。都可以交通主在他们身上的恩典。
For each one who were reborn and being saved by God's grace, each children is able to share the grace of God on them.
当然，更可以为着圣徒代祷。
And of course, they can be praying for the saints.
当你这样的时候
，As you do this,
你的供应是从天上来的。
Then your provision is from heaven.
不是从地上来的。
Not from the earth.
但愿我们实在是能够看见。
Really hope that we can see.
我本来以为今天我只能讲30分钟。
At first I thought I only can share about 30 minutes today.
因为我觉得这实在是非常重要。因为我自己当自己在刚得救的时候也是很轻看。
Because I think it's really important because when I just got saved, I also neglect this.
其实我必须承认，当我刚得救的那至少那前两三年。
I have to confess that when I, for the first two or three years when I first got saved,
我比较看重的是主日聚完会之后后面的节目。
I was more concerned about the activities after Sunday's gathering.
当然吃饭很重要。
Of course, lunch was important.
那时候我还单身，所以主日聚完会吃饭对我来讲是非常重要的事情。
Back then I was still single, therefore lunch after meeting was really important to me.
而且饭很好吃嘛。
And also the meal was good.
但那还不是最重要的。
But that was not the most important.
更重要，那时候因为我还是学生。
Most importantly, because I was still a student back then.
一个人。
By myself.
我们聚完会之后，要么会去赏樱花，要么会去赏枫叶，要么会去打球。
So after meeting, whether we just go to see the cherry flowers or to play basketball or go see the foliage.
或者是跟年轻的弟兄姐妹，我们都是学生，到谁家里面看那个 football。
Or we go together with,
礼拜天下午,
with those brothers and sisters as we were all students. So on Sunday afternoon, we went to someone's house to watch football.
那实在是很美好的一段时间。
That was truly a good time.
但是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们需要那样的生活是没错。
It's true, we do need that kind of life.
我不是说今天我们聚完会吃完饭以后每一个人都乖乖回家。
I'm not saying that after we gather after lunch, we just all of us should go home.
但是我们要知道，我们要明白，看重神为什么把我们聚在一起。
But we should know and understand and take importance of why God gathered us together.
这样，你就不会，当你进来聚会当中的时候，你的心。还想着下个礼拜老板好像要 review 我了。
This way, then when you come to the gathering, you will not still think about that. I will get a review from my manager next week.
或者下个礼拜我要考 SAT 了。
Or next week, I have to take the SAT exam.
或者还有其他的事情。
Or something else.
当你知道你在基督的身体里面你是何等重要的时候
When you realize how important you are in the body of Christ
你知道吗要是当你在基督的身体里面你有一点疏忽有一点落后
Do you know that if in the body of Christ you are falling short
不单单是你的亏损而已
It's not justYour loss,
是弟兄姐妹的亏损
but it's actually the loss of brothers and sisters.
就像我们刚才读希伯来书那样讲的，如果我们不能准备好，那些在我们前面这些属灵的伟人，他们都不完全呢。
So just like in Book of Hebrews, as we read, if we are not ready, then those saints with great faith, they will not be made perfect.
所以你就知道。神真的是看重我们每一个。
Therefore, you know that God takes importance of each one of us.
他不是因为摩西带了上百万的以色列民这样出来，做了这样大的事情，他说摩西比你重要。
It's not that because Moses took a lot of Israelites out of Egypt, and therefore God says that Moses is more important than you.
没有。
Not that way.
摩西不能没有你。
Moses cannot go without you.
你也不能没有摩西。
And you also cannot go without Moses.
所以但愿我们实在能够知道神的心意在聚会当中是何等的宝贵。
So really hope that we can see how God's will is so important as upon the gatherings.
所以这也为什么像在帖撒罗尼迦前后书或者是在约翰一二书里面讲到很多很多在肢体生活里面那样一个好像一个要求一样或者是那样一个提醒
That is why in books of Thessalonians and also in first and second book of John it all mentioned about the reminding about the gathering and the lives in church
当然最后我实在耽误弟兄姐妹一些时间那我就最后讲到一个其实主在 离世之前，他为什么要吩咐我们一个新命令？
So at the end, I would like to mention why before our Lord ascend to heaven that he gave us a new commandment.
他说，我们要彼此相爱。
He said that we shall love one another.
刚才虽然讲了这么多，我们聚集在一起，我们彼此的肢体的生活很重要。
Although much have been mentioned about why we gather and also our lives with one another is important.
但他知，主实在知道我们，认识我们。
But God truly, our Lord truly know about us.
他知道我们只要聚集在一起。
He knows that as long as we gather together,
我们就会有一些状况出来。
We will have some problems.
感谢我们的主。
We do thank the Lord.
所以为什么他说？你们要彼此相爱，这是给你们一个新命令。
And that's why he said that you should love one another, and that's a new commandment.
他知道我们这样一个人可以过得很好。
He knows that we are able to live well on our own.
两个人、三个人、四个人，矛盾就出来了。
But there will be conflicts if two, three, or four together.
那怎么样还能够在一起呢？
So how can we still be together?
彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我们就读，因为时间关系，我们就读一两节圣经就知道了。
Because of time, we will just read one or two places of scripture.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十二十三节
，verse 12 and 13。
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候。在我们父神面前，心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
To the end that he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
这边讲到彼此相爱的心。
Here talks about abounding love one to another.
要增长。
Shall increase.
我相信。每一个人在自己家中，你跟你的家人，不管是你的兄弟姐妹，或者是你的妻子丈夫，或者甚至你的父母，都会产生矛盾，对不对？
I do believe that even in your family, there shall be conflicts with your relatives or even husband, wife, or even parents.
因为这天然人，我们自然就会有的。
Because it's from our natural being.
我们这个人非常硬。
We are full of stubbornness.
那更何况，我们是从各地不同地方来的弟兄姐妹聚集在一起。
And not to mention that we are all from different places to gather together.
所以主要叫我们彼此相爱的心要增长。
Therefore, Lord says that we shall increase and abound in love one to another.
约翰福音十三章。
Book of John, chapter 13.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another.
彼此相爱的心。
Love one to another.
这是主给我们的新命令。
And this is the new commandment from the Lord.
的确不容易。
It's truly not easy.
我知道有很多弟兄姐妹因着我可能很受苦。
I know that many brothers and sisters suffer because of me.
所以我就常常出差。
Therefore, I often go on business trips.
减少一点你们的痛苦。
To reduce of your sufferings.
但是无论如何。
But however, regardless.
神宝贵你也宝贵我。
God is precious of you and me.
神要叫我们看见，不能没有你，也不能没有我。
God would like us to see that there should not, it's not possible to go without one another.
我们知道，当你信主很长一段时间
，We know that after you believe the Lord for such a long time，
有些弟兄因着工作或者是什么关系离开
，For some brothers maybe leave because of job，
甚至有些弟兄姐妹比我们更早到主那边去了
，Or some brothers sisters go to the Lord even before us。
所以我们也许当他们离开以后，不管是他们到哪个国家或到主那边去，也许我们都没有机会再见面。
So maybe we do not have chance to see each other again after they left.
但是有一天我们还是要见面。
But one day we will still see each other.
我常常唱那个新耶路撒冷那一首歌哦，我很感动。
Often I'm very touched when I sing the hymn about New Jerusalem.
因为那有个歌词说，当圣徒大队回家的时候。
Because the lyric says about when all the saints return home.
在那一边呢，也有一批圣徒在迎接这些圣徒们回家的。
And over there, there are also a group of saints welcoming all the saints coming home.
为什么我感动呢？
Why is it I feel touched?
当我回来的时候，我会看见，保罗在那边欢迎我。
When I go home, I see Paul is welcoming me.
摩西在那边欢迎我。
Also Moses welcoming me.
还有我们的田弟兄也在那边欢迎我。
And also our brother Tian is welcoming me.
彼此相爱。
To love one another。
我们不知道还有多少时间我们可以聚集。
We don't know for how long that we can still gather together。
每一次主把我们给我们一次机会。
As each time the Lord still give us the opportunity。
我们就把握这一次机会。
Then we take hold of this opportunity。
但愿当主再来的时候
，Do pray that as the Lord come back again，
我们不是羞羞惨惨
，It's not that we are ashamed，
我们乃是欢喜快乐
，But we are full of joy and gladness。
我们会发现，我们感谢我们的主
，We will find that we do thank our Lord。
若不是他把这些宝贵的弟兄姐妹摆在我们当中。
If not that he has put such precious brothers and sisters next to us,
我们可能真的是来到他面前会羞羞惨惨的。
It might be that when we come before him, we shall be ashamed.
因为他把这些宝贵的弟兄摆在我们当中。
Because he has put all the precious brothers and sisters among us.
叫我们能够有机会被磨成神儿子的样子。
So we have the chance to be conformed to the image of his son.
这是他的意思。
And that's his will.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
但愿你的心意向我们敞开。
Pray that your will be opened up to us.
但愿我们愿意恒心遵守使徒的教训，就是你自己的话。
So that we can continue steadfastly keep the apostles' doctrine, that's your own words.
主啊，我们能够彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
So we can have fellowship and also break the bread and also in prayers.
好叫那在天上那美好的光景真实的发生在这里。
So all the beautiful condition also can be happening here.
好叫因着我们彼此相爱，众人就看出我们是你的门徒。
So as we love one another, then people can see we are your disciples.
可能连我们自己都不敢相信 我们能够成为你的门徒。
Maybe that even ourselves cannot believe that we can become your disciples.
成为你的见证。
Become your witness.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
因为你是匠人，你是陶匠。
For you are the potter.
我们是那个泥土。
And we are the clay.
不是我们制作我们自己。
Not that we make ourselves.
乃是你制作我们。
But you create us.
所以你必完成这个工作。
So you shall accomplish this work.
主啊，我们在这里呼求。
Lord, we call upon you.
给我们力量。
To give us the strength.
主啊，好叫那耶稣基督那测不透的爱在我们身上发动。
So all the unfathomable love of Jesus Christ can work upon us.
好叫我们能够彼此相爱。
So we can love one another.
主啊，你就是爱。
Lord, you are love.
主啊，神就是爱。
And God is love.
主啊，实在在你那边。主啊，是完全的。
So in you, everything is perfect.
因着你也叫我们完全。
And for you, that you also make us perfect.
主啊，求你纪念我们。
Lord, please do remember us.
我们这些软弱的人。
Us who are so weak.
主啊，但愿你自己在我们身上有那个出入。
So you have a way on us.
主啊，让我们不会无路可走。
So that we will not become someone who have no way to go.
我们是在仰望我们的主。
We do look upon our Lord.
主啊，这地上一切我们所抓住的都会过去。
So everything we take a hold of on the earth shall pass away.
主啊，只有你自己永远长存。
Only you shall last eternity.
主啊，但愿我们宝贵你让我们在这个地上还有机会跟弟兄姐妹我们在一起聚集的机会。
So do hope that we can take precious of the opportunity we can still gather with brothers and sisters on earth.
我们不轻忽任何一次的聚会。
We do not neglect each meeting.
特别是与我们弟兄姐妹在一起的机会。
Especially the opportunity to be with our brothers and sisters.
主啊，但愿我们能够预备好。
Hope that we can be ready.
主啊，等候你的再来。
And waiting for your return.
我们不知道你什么时候来。
We do not know when you are coming back.
但是但愿我们现在就有愿意的心，我们愿意预备好。
But do hope that now we have the heart, we are willing to be ready.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.